Okay, I'm Joe Wheelwright. I work in Boston, Massachusetts, and in Vermont in a little village called East Corinth. Well, you know, I shipped a rock that I found that I fell in love with from New Zealand all the way to Boston. I remember because the UPS man came to the door and the rock, which had been in a cardboard box, had turned the cardboard box into a kind of a paper bag, and he had his insurance form there. He said, I can see we damaged it in shipping. I said, don't worry about it. And I opened the thing and a rock fell out. He was so relieved. So I've gotten rocks everywhere, you know, mostly right here in New England. We have the way the glaciers came through here 15,000 years ago. We just have rocks from all over the world here now. Yeah, no, it hasn't been a hard job finding stones. It's a harder job finding the time to carve all the stones that I'm dying to carve, you know. Usually when I see it in nature, wherever it is, you know, if I have a marker, I'll just make two eyes and a mouth. Because occasionally you'll go to the trouble of having a stone dug up and moved or whatever, and you get back to the studio and you cannot for the life of you imagine what you were thinking. Sometimes the light is just right because the sun is exactly right and you see a shadow and you get an idea. And later at your studio, the sun's in a different place and you can't figure out what you had in mind. But you had already done the labor of getting it there. So often I'll just do two dots and a slash just to remind myself the face that charmed me initially.